for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And thank you this morning for tuning in to Rosie on the House. In this hour, we're going to get to what I believe is the weakest link in your home. It's your windows. And people ask me all the time, what should I do to cut my electric bills in the summer? Should I buy a new air conditioner? Should I put in more insulation? Should I install radiant barriers? Well, you know, I always tell you, do a whole house energy audit first. And a whole house energy audit will tell you the same thing every single utility company in Arizona will tell you. The windows are your biggest problem. So we've got a window expert in here in studio this morning with us, Sal Sicato of Dunright Windows. Sal, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
I like to just take people and tell them, look, your house is an envelope. And you can insulate that envelope to an R100. So I tell people to think of their home as an envelope. And they always want to insulate that envelope. And insulation tends to be fairly cheap. So it's an easy go-to for them. But I tell them, it doesn't do you any good to have an envelope insulated to an R100 when you take a shotgun to it and shoot a bunch of windows in it. I mean, they are your weakest link. Why spend so much money adding unnecessary insulation to your attic and your walls when you're installing cheap windows?
Absolutely.
I mean, and you window guys make it hard. I want you to know that, Sal.
Why is that?
Well, because we talk R value.
You do. And I know.
With everybody else. And then when we get to a window, we got to invert that to a U value, and it gets very confusing.
We should do the numbers one day and see what it is, yes.
Yeah, because an R value, and people, and I would say the majority of homeowners think this way, you know, should I have an R19, an R11 in my outside wall? Should I have an R30 or 38 in my attic? And in their mind, their frame of reference tells them the higher the R value, the better the product is for taking care of your controlled air inside.
Sure.
Okay. But now the window industry comes along and says, well, we're not going to be rated by an R value. We're going to be rated by a U value.
Well, we need to be a little different.
Well, this is more than a little different. A U value is really fairly complicated in my mind. Explain it to me.
Well, you actually have two. You have the solar heat gain coefficient and then the U factor. So the solar heat gain will tell you how much heat is coming in during the summer months. It's actually on a 1 to 0 scale. So your windows today, if it had a solar heat gain of a 0.22, that's telling you that 22% of the heat is transferring into your house through that glass on a summer day. Now the U factor is a little bit more difficult. That's on a 0.2 to 1.2 scale. So it's a little different. But that'll tell you how much heat is going out during the winter. Typically, you'll see that somewhere around a 0.29, 0.26, something like that.
So not only did you do away with a simple R value, mm-hmm. Now you have a summer and a winter separate metric coefficient.
Well, don't shoot the messenger.
But the moral of the story is where you may, homeowners, I'm talking to you, have always relied on the higher the R value, the better insulated you are. When it comes to windows,
the lower number, the better number you have.
Okay. So would you know off the top of your head what is a 1970s vintage single pane aluminum frame window? Did they ever even U-rate those pieces of garbage?
Yes, I have seen it about, it'll block out. So those numbers are actually inverted, so it'll block out about 13% of the heat. That's taken in the shade, that number.
Yeah,
and that's not a national rating that I have read. That's just some documentation I have read throughout different places, but somewhere around a 13%.
So if I came to you and I said, budget is no option. It's not a consideration. I don't care what I'm going to spend for windows. You give me the most energy efficient window possibly available.
Okay.
What kind of metrics am I going to be looking at?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you want that, then I'm going to tell you just to put in a wall, right? Okay, because that's going to be more energy efficient.
Well, that's but if to you my
want,
point.
If good, you want good. Glass, you have the low E, right? We all have heard low E. It's the chemical. It's on the inside of the glass. Double pane typically. Without pushing technology's envelope, three coats low E and argon's essentially going to be blocking out 95% of the UV and 80% of the heat, give or take a couple of percentages.
Okay.
Now, if you use a aluminum conducting frame, that number is obviously going to be less efficient compared to an aluminum clad or fiberglass
yes.
or Fibrex product. They do push the envelope today. You can achieve an additional 8% more energy efficiency. However, you're drastically going to be lowering the amount of light that comes in turn giving you a very high hue to the glass as well. Some people don't like it. It's something you have to look at. Whether it's a bluish or a green hue, it can be very prominent in the glass itself.
Okay. And we're talking primarily the glass structure of these windows.
Mm-hmm.
I would think I would want to put that window, the highest rated efficient glass, in a wood frame. And because I don't like maintenance, I'd throw an aluminum clad over the top of the outside of it.
That's definitely a good option. If you got into a full fiberglass or a full composite window, you would probably have less maintenance, little to no maintenance over a very popular, Rosie's favorite,
okay.
wood interior aluminum clad exterior, which does come with a little bit of maintenance. So okay. it really depends as to what the homeowner's ultimately looking for looks. And then you have to mix that with the maintenance schedule that they're looking for.
And these windows, and I don't care how much I'm spending for them, what are their U values going to be? What should somebody be looking for if they're looking for the best thermally efficient window possible? What family of numbers?
Well, with pushing the envelope and getting the most energy efficient glass and having that darker hue, you're going to be in the 12 to 13 solar heat gain range. And that means you're only going to be letting 12 to 13% of the heat through. If you don't want to push that envelope, you're going to be at the 20% heat
okay.
range. But there's going to be a huge difference in the light that comes through those two different pieces
for
of glass.
For that 8 to 10%,
you're
going to sacrifice a lot of light.
A lot.
It's my understanding that we can sunscreen a window and we can cut a fourth to a third of the light and your eye won't even pick it up. At what point does your eye start picking up, I'm in a room with less light?
Well, I really can't tell you about your eyes. I can tell you about mine.
Yeah, okay.
And these days it has to be lighter and lighter on the inside.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
So my experience in the industry is people have not complained about the amount of light coming through when they go with the standard three coat without pushing
okay.
the envelope.
Okay.
I've only heard positives. I've only heard it's a filtered light because it blocks out the 95% of the UV, and it's
yeah.
a soft light. A lot of times it's going to be brighter than what people have in their house because a lot of times they have single pane or dual pane, clear glass, and the 95% light blocking sunscreens. When we remove all of that and just put the energy efficient windows in, by far brighter, but by far more energy efficient.
That's a win-win.
It's a win-win, unless you want your house really dark.
Or hot. So I want to get back to glass a little bit later, but I couldn't have you in here for an hour talking windows without giving you and your industry a little bit of rash over how complicated y'all make it.
I only hear it from you, though.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Maybe it's my simple-minded way, Sal. I guess when you're introduced into the industry, and that's already an accepted standard, you just incorporate it as the way things are.
I've been in this industry for maybe 14, 15 years now, and yeah, it's been like this ever since.
Ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, if you can produce a window sticker that has an R value on it, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Well, it used to be the only thing we had, you know.
On the window, it had an actual R value?
Oh, absolutely. Every major manufacturer across the globe was producing R ratings on their windows. And there was one particular manufacturer that got as high as an R8. But the only way you could get the R8 was to close all the blinds and turn it into a wall.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a window anymore. But what people don't understand, I think, but it's easy to understand. Folks, if you go from an R1 to an R2, you're not increasing it by 100%. You're increasing it by 1,000%. It's exponential. So on the low end of the scale, if you can go from an R1 to an R3, that's huge. You go from an R30 to an R38, that ain't so much. So let's get off our values.
we can agree to disagree.
But I will tell you, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we bought windows with our value stickers right on them.
I want to see one.
Okay. All right. We'll have to reach back out to my maybe I can get some old job site photographs before we took the window stickers off. We'll find some.
We'll take a trip to the library.
Okay. All right. Very good. We've got Sal Sicato here from Dunright Windows here talking about how important windows are if you're trying to take a holistic look at every system of your house and you want a clean house, you want a quiet house, you want an energy efficient house. Well, you aren't going to be able to accomplish any of those things without addressing your windows. And the majority of the windows installed by a majority of the merchant large-scale home builders are nothing less than junk. You can tell them I said so. We'll be back right after this with Sal.